Drug dealer Braintree granddad trapped in spot check. A granddad who ran a drug dealing operation from his house in Braintree has been spared a jail sentence by a Crown Court judge. Kevin Vintner used a walking stick to make his way to the dock at Chelmsford Crown Court on Tuesday after he admitted possession of cannabis with intent to supply and possession of £4,960 he had acquired from selling the drug to users. The court heard how Vintner, 58, was stopped by police in March. They searched his car and found a large bag of cannabis underneath one of the seats. A further search was conducted of Vintner's address in Plainsfield, Braintree, where officers found packages of cannabis which had been sealed in preparation to sell to drug users. Scales and thousands of pounds in cash were found in two separate rooms of the property, as well as a phone Vintner had used to contact customers. Vintner admitted his involvement during an interview and the case was overseen by recorder Peter Clark at Chelmsford Crown Court. Eleanor Shearing, prosecuting, said, "He was selling directly to users and had an understanding of the scale of the operation because it was his own operation." Vintner was unrepresented, but the court heard he had a favourable pre-sentence report which suggested he showed deep remorse for his offending. Judge Clark said, "You accept you were intending to supply that cannabis for money. The £5,000 seized indicated the level of transaction going on, and that is a serious matter. Cannabis is a serious, unlawful drug. It is the entry-level drug people take initially that leads them on to extremely dangerous and often catastrophic Class A drugs. In your favour are your guilty pleas at the earliest opportunity, your relative good character, your age and your various health conditions." Vintner was sentenced to an 18-month community order requiring him to carry out 12 community service sessions and 10 rehabilitation requirement sessions. Recorder Clark also changed Vintner's curfew restrictions so he could look after his grandchildren.